episode 1274, The Secret to Happily Ever After.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and today is Saturday, Relationship Builders Day. Are you ready to live better than Cinderella and her prince? Oh, yes, The Secret to Happily Ever After. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, everybody wants the happily ever after, a marriage that sizzles and can withstand all storms. The secret to happily ever after comes with commitment and love, but there is so much more than a signed piece of paper and a heart-throbbing attraction to sustain a solid marriage to withstand the test of time. First, consider how you are in your marriage right now. Are you living it daily with normal routines? You know, getting up and going to bed with a relatively same schedule, handling maybe that daily living with the same energy. Oh, this is what it's doing. Not much excitement, you know, on Mondays we do this, Tuesdays we do this, Wednesday we go to church, Thursday happens, Friday it's, you know, girls' night out, whatever it is. Maybe it's caring for the children as needed. So as the kids are growing up in their season of life, you are working to establish, I mean, come on, bedtime routines, right? Crazy. Maybe you've got a toddler running around and you're sitting here trying to just have normalcy in your world, but it's just a normal daily routine. Second, what is exciting in your marriage? Okay, if nothing came to your mind, then you need to continue to listen. Unfortunately, that's the response for most people. Nothing's happening that's exciting. It's like, what's exciting? I don't know. Tomorrow we go to work, or the next day we're going to do this, or it's just like, this is a norm. There's nothing new. It's just blah. Maybe exciting depends on what the children are doing. Your life is wrapped around your children's lives. Yes, you're going to have a season of that. But even in that season, you still need to have something for yourselves as a couple. And we forget that. I know, I used to live it. 5 children under the age of 8. Call me crazy. It was more than crazy. Homeschooling. Dad would go off to work and I would be the CEO of the family, the manager of the household. I was their teacher. We went to church. It was just, it was one of those things where it was just something after something after something. But the exciting, well, it was just there. It was what we did. And it was all wrapped around what the kids were doing. You know, if it was a soccer game, we'd go off to the soccer game and we'd cheer and they'd win. And that was our excitement. And then we'd go to bed and it's like, okay, good night. Love you too. Night. What is exciting in your marriage? Maybe there's fun and sometimes it takes you back to when you were dating. Maybe you had that little spark or you decided that your 10-year anniversary was going to be it. So you made time for a trip, a getaway. The in-laws took the kids and off you went. But again, it's just something that happens once in a blue moon. Third, how are you caring for your spouse, your sweetheart, your hubby or your wife? Maybe you're quick to say, oh, well, I fix dinner, I clean the house, and I do the laundry. I think that's taking care of my spouse. Well, maybe. That's some basic necessities, but there's so much more, isn't there? Maybe you would say, well, I support, you know, his dreams and his career aspirations. I know I said yes to all that. How many times have we moved? Just being married? Okay, I can't count that because I haven't added that up yet. That'll have to be for another episode. But we have moved a ton. I think probably 8 or 9 times just since we've been married as a couple. Supporting their dreams and career, those are all important things to do, but it's not the end all be all. And maybe you say, well, you know, how am I caring for our you know, my spouse, well, I'm just kind of, well, we do our own thing. We just do life. And if he wants me to do something, he asks me. Or if she wants me to do something, you know, the honey to-do list, I get it done. It's on there and I do it. None of those responses jump out and say, I'm invested in my marriage. It's more of a response that you are living life and coexisting. Think about it. Be honest with yourself. Real and raw here. You're in a safe place. How is your marriage? You know, you do your own thing, and when it comes to the kids, you consult each other. Coexistence. It's a great thing, but what happened to this partnership, this death do us part, this I will love you forever in sickness and in health? Sometimes you find time to lean on each other. Normally when there is a crisis or a special event like holidays and birthdays, that's more like how the marriage works. You work on it when it fits in the schedule, when time allows, when you're not too tired or when you're not too busy. Not to say that this is right or wrong, but you must ask yourself, what do you want in your marriage? I have to ask you this tough question too. If you're one who is dreaming of, I wonder what it would be like if, that is a big red flag. Something's missing in your marriage. Something's missing in the relationship. You can't just go through life saying, oh, well, we're just going to get through it. And he's going to do his career and I'm going to do mine. And, you know, we've got two beautiful children and it's fabulous. And pretty soon they'll be off to college and then we can live our life. You know what happens in those circumstances? The big D, divorce. It comes later in life. Because for some reason, both of you changed over the years, but you didn't change together. You didn't ignite as a partnership. It was one person and another person, but it wasn't a united front. The secret to happily ever after is more than just coexistence. If you want something different than what you've experienced, it's time to can the old and excite the new. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Can the old, excite with new. And it's C-A-N. You're thinking of, yeah, throw it away. Can the old, right? Yes, but that can is something that's going to open up your eyes to something else. Number one, capture. Capture the moments. We are all so into what? Come on, you know the answer already, social media. We have our cameras. We have our smartphones, our tablets, and they go everywhere with us. We were doing 4th of July fireworks with my family. And what did my niece say? Wait. Let me get in the right position so you can take this picture. Does it look good? And I'm sitting here going, whoa, what are we doing wrong here? Not that you don't want to look good. But when we are sitting here in the moment and we're posing for the perfect picture in the moment, something's wrong. What we need to be capturing is being in the moment, not trying to put on a masquerade ball and saying, oh, everything looks great from afar. So capture the real moments. Look beyond the actions of the daily grind. Be present in the moment. That means you don't care if you look like a snarly, crazy woman when someone snaps a picture, because you're in the moment. And that was just a second of you changing your facial expression to an incredible smile with really big, bright, wide eyes saying, I am thrilled to be here. You know those pictures. Have you ever clicked on your camera where you can hold it down and it goes, and it takes like so many shots per second or per minute, etc.? Yes. And on our phones, it does the same thing, right? You can hold it down and it can take pictures really, really fast. And I don't know if they call it like the bubble. Anyway, there's something that it's called. And it's like this whole conglomerate of pictures put together. It's great when you look at those and you see, oh my gosh, I looked horrible in 10. But this one right here finally captures where I'm at. You got to capture the moments and be present in the moment. Not try and capture what you're pretending everything should look like. Big difference. Can the old excite with new? Number two, A. A of the can is adventure. Adventure is what you create in the daily grind. See opportunity to love deeper. Adventure is doing something that you haven't done before. A while back, my husband's birthday was around the corner. I think it was his birthday. I believe so. It's horrible. We've had a lot of birthdays together. We're coming up to our 25th anniversary, wedding anniversary, that is. We will have been together 28 and a half years. That's a long time to do life together. And that's more than half of our life right now as my age. Incredible. But with all of those years comes what? Well, not perfection, that's for sure. We both have messed up. We've had a marriage that has had its ups and downs. But we've also had some beautiful, intense, thrilling moments that took our love to a deeper level. That's called adventure. So for his birthday one year, I didn't know what to get him. The man could really have whatever he wanted. Okay, we're not talking like a $120,000 car or $250,000 yacht, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, stuff that he would use daily, et cetera. Okay, I'm not going that crazy. But I wanted to get him something special. And so I came up with a theme. And the theme was Japan. He absolutely loves Japan. Now, we've never been. That's one of our things we want to do together. We want to travel the world more together. And we know we can do that easier with the two of us versus the seven of us. If they want to come, that would be great. But we would rather them come with, you know, when they're grown and have their careers to help pay for it, because it gets expensive. So the whole idea was, the theme was Japan. And so one thing that I did was I wanted to find a few different items that he would enjoy. And so I got some beautiful Japanese stoneware, just two servings, but something that we could have what? As a date night together. I could fix something and we could have, you know, dinner in bed or breakfast in bed or whatever, and be something very sweet just for us, not for the whole family, but just for us. And it was the colors that he loved. And then we went to school. Yep. I took him to sushi school. Now, living in Hawaii, you would think I'd know how to make sushi. Well, I didn't study that part as well. I was still young. I was in high school and, you know, was doing other things in my life, and learning how to make sushi wasn't really a priority. I enjoyed it, but it's not one that I was like, I want to learn how to do this. So him and I went to school, and we went to work with this amazing chef that was locally where we lived, and he taught us. It was like a 3-hour class. It was fantastic. It was fantastic for our marriage. It was fantastic that we were learning something new. It was adventure. It was that pause in the daily grind. We're all in the daily grind, but you have to interject pause, and that's where your adventure comes in. Now, some would say, oh, well, my children, they provide adventure enough. Oh, yeah, I know they do. It's like a circus in our household. Like I say all the time, it's a party every day at our house. It's always a party. We're celebrating something. Something's always happening with seven of us. But it's between the two of you that matters. You have to have that adventure, that pause in your life that says, I'm going to take you on a trip. And it's going to take you to a magical place, just you and I. Adventure. Number three, in can. Nurture your marriage in the little things. The little things. I'm not saying you have to go out and buy that $120,000 car, $250,000, whatever. No. Most of us don't have that kind of money laying around. I know I don't. Is it great to dream and say, oh, I would love to build our house and it would look like this? Yes, I'm not saying that you don't have those dreams. But when you're talking about just things to have that you want to own, there's a difference in dreaming them and actually like, I want them and this is what I'm aiming for. When you have nurture in your marriage, you're talking about being intentional with your actions, with your attention, and with your care. The other night, I asked my husband what he wanted to eat for dinner. I was cleansing, I was fasting, and so I wasn't eating at all. That wasn't on the list. And I said, I'm happy to fix you whatever you want. And he goes, well, I'm not really hungry. I kind of snacked all day. But he goes, I guess I'll have a peanut butter sandwich. Now, he still loves peanut butter sandwiches. There are a lot of other things that he enjoys eating, but some things he ate so much that he really doesn't want anything to do with it. And so he was like, I'll take a peanut butter sandwich if you'll make it for me with love. The little things. You see, he could go and make himself a peanut butter sandwich, right? He's very capable of doing that. But it's the idea that I make it and I am serving him. 2 pieces of bread and peanut butter, not hard. But he receives it as love. Something my wife gave me out of love. It's the little things. Being intentional with your actions, attention, and care. Now, some would immediately attack and say, well, he can go and get it himself. He's perfectly capable of walking to the refrigerator. And my response to that is, yes, he is. But if this is something that can serve him and can make him feel more loved, so to speak, is kind of a weird word to use, but more accepted, more like, wow, she's willing to stop what she's doing and what she sees as a priority, and she's placing me as a priority. How he interprets that is greater than me just making the sandwich or him making it himself. There's an exchange there. There's nurture there. It's about being intentional. And unfortunately, we've lost intention in our marriages. If you really want to have a happily ever after, you have to can the old and excite with new. Now, this is going to look different for every marriage. With the hundreds of women that I talk to around the globe, and they're like, I don't understand, Christiane, what I really need to do. Their circumstances are different. I haven't talked to one person who equals a different couple's same circumstance. Every relationship is unique. And if you're sitting here going, I want to can the old, I want to capture, I need the adventure, and I want the nurture, but I don't know how to start it, or I'm kind of doing it, but I don't know. It's just, we've been married for 13 years, and I just feel like, well, there's not much left. I feel like I've given it all. You haven't given it all. There is hope. But yes, maybe your circumstances are where you can't see the trees through the forest. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's completely free. It's complimentary. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. When you click on that link, it'll bring up a little form. That begins our conversation. Submit it to me. It comes directly to me. And you will get an email and we will set up a coaching call with you. It's important that you get specific about your situation. Yes, you can take this can the old, excite the new. And you can begin to apply it and it will go a little bit. But sometimes you have to have somebody else who's been through life, who knows a few more things and understands what a man needs and what a woman needs, and combining that together completely. Do I have all the right answers all the time? No. But I do have tools and strategies that work. And I promise you, in your situation, I can help you. So if that's you and you're saying, oh, I'm not sure, come on over. Click the link, take aim in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. You can have happily ever after, but you have to be willing to put in what it takes. The can part. Capture, adventure, nurture. Are you ready to work? Are you ready to bring your marriage to new heights? The secret to happily ever after is all in the can. Love with intention. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.